It is my great pleasure to welcome this morning the former dean, Edward Harrison, who was dean of this cathedral from 2001 to 2009. And as you all know, this cathedral has been here since 1834. And Edward can give us a different piece of our life together. And it's such a joy to welcome him today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Oh, I'm having a moment. It's good to see you all. It's wonderful to be back. Goodness, have I missed that choir. They're a treat. I knew when I left that I would never worship in a place that just provides that, and it is such a gift to us. It's in Gathering Sunday, and we are asked to think about our vision for the ministry of St. John's Cathedral. And as Kate alluded to, there's a long, rich tradition. Nobody else, to my knowledge, nobody else, none of the other congregations in downtown have invested themselves into downtown like St. John's. I mean, you think about it. This congregation has invested itself into downtown Jacksonville in a way that nobody else is really doing. So it's about vision. And I think this gospel gives us a really good glimpse into our future. You remember last Sunday, the gospel was about James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And Jesus is on his way with his band of followers. They are going to Jerusalem, and they wind up on the road, and Jesus is trying to prepare his followers, his disciples, for what is about to happen in Jerusalem. And they are very, very dense, and they don't get it. Time after time, he says, I'm going to be killed, I'll be dead, and then I'm going to be raised from the dead. And they just don't get it. He's taught them about the kingdom that he's ushering in and how it's different from the kingdom of the world. And so last week, among Jesus' teaching, John and James are walking a couple of steps behind, and they're discussing who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. John says, I'm going to be chief of staff of the cabinet. James says, that's nothing. I'm going to be secretary of defense. And they're thinking about every kingdom they've ever known, whether it's the Roman Empire or the Davidic kingdom or whoever. That's how government works. That's how nations rule. It's about who's on top and who looks up to whom. It's about power. And Jesus is saying, my kingdom isn't that way. They're blind. That's what Mark, the writer of the gospel, wants us to get, that the disciples are blind. They don't get it. And then they come to Jericho. Jericho is one of the oldest continuously inhabited cities on earth. It goes back, there have been people living continuously in Jericho since 10,000 AD. BC. We haven't gotten to the other one yet. 10,000 BC. And Jericho is 15 miles from Jerusalem. It's a long, hard 15 miles up that road. And there are, as you know, this is Passover, and there are pilgrims, thousands, thousands of pilgrims who are making their way to Jerusalem. Jesus and his followers are just part of that group. There's a huge throng of people. And they're in Jericho. I imagine they stop and have lunch, water. There's an oasis there. And then they continue on their way, and they're going on the outskirts of town. And there must be people saying, there's Jesus. Is he the Messiah? Is he the one? Is he going to do a miracle? Is he going to give us a new teaching? There's Jesus. And there must have been a real hubbub going. And there's a blind beggar who's been sitting by the side of the road for years. His name is Bartimaeus. The scholars think that he must have been known as a disciple of Jesus because he's one of the few people who's named in Mark's gospel. So he must have lived in that community's memory. And Bartimaeus, he's got his cloak spread out on the ground. He's sitting there with his little tin cup, and people would be throwing coins, and his cloak will catch the coins. And this is a holy pilgrimage, so people are pretty charitable. You know, if you're on your way to make peace with God for Passover, you better give the blind beggar a coin on the way. So I imagine Bartimaeus is having a really good day of collecting coins. But that's not what he wants. That's not what he wants. He hears it's Jesus. And he starts yelling, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And everybody in the crowd says, shh, Bartimaeus, be quiet. You're a nobody. He's a somebody. He's someone we look up to. And Bartimaeus has his eyes closed, but his mouth is wide open. And even louder, he says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, walking along, stops and turns and says, call him to me. And now those same people who've been trying to hush him up help pick him up and say, oh, he wants to see you. Bartimaeus comes and he stands face to face with Jesus. Can't see him, but he knows he's close. And Jesus says, what do you want? Whew. That is a penetrating question. Have you ever had someone get really close to you and ask, what do you want? I had a spiritual director who asked that question to me, and I could not give an answer. You know, I bumbled around. I'd like to be happy. I'd like to be closer to God. But I didn't know what I wanted. It took me a while. Think about, what do you want? We're honest, it's hard to answer that question. But Bartimaeus didn't hesitate. He just left those coins in that cloak. My teacher, let me see again. Let me see again. And Jesus says, go. He doesn't touch him. He doesn't put spittle on him. He doesn't do anything. He just, go. Your faith has made you well. You see, the difference between James and John, they were ambitious and they wanted to be seen. Nice to be seen. Nice to be important. Nice to have people looking up to you. That's what those disciples wanted, to be seen. Contrast that to Bartimaeus, who says, let me see again. See the difference? It's not about ego. It's about finding your soul. Being seen feeds the ego. Being able to see opens your soul. So, for us, I ask you to ask that question of yourself this week. What do you want? And how can you put the resources you have to work? And then ask, what do we want as St. John's Cathedral? What do we want? Oh, we have done so much in the past, but God is asking you, us, to be in a new place, to cast a new vision. Ask for the gift of sight. And then, like Bartimaeus, see, he wasn't into being recognized or seen or noticed. He simply wanted to be normal. He simply wanted to be an ordinary human being like all of us when we're not trying to be seen. You know? So my prayer is that St. John's Cathedral, all of us, will ask, what do we want? What is God opening us up to do? And then we will bring our gifts, our hands, our feet, our eyes, our ears, our mouths, our wallets, to put at God's service. That's what this Sunday's about. So may you be given sight. I have a 2.5-year-old grandson who discovered fiddler crabs at our house. And he was ecstatic. He would go around going, ah! You know, and then he'd see another one. He'd go, ah! It was like each time the fiddler crab was a brand new revelation to him. And I thought, oh my goodness, I used to see the world that way. But my eyes have dimmed. I want that vision again. I want that wonder and that joy. It brings, you know, this is the confusing thing and the hard thing about having sight. If you really see clearly, you see the beauty, but you also see the pain. And where's Jesus headed? What is one of the first things Bartimaeus is going to see? The cross. Yes. It's always a giving up of self in order to find self. Congregations must do that too. We must give ourselves up in order to be found. So, my prayer is that you ask, what is it that you want individually? What is it that we want corporately? And listen for God to answer. And then let's get up, like Bartimaeus, get up and follow him on the road. Amen.